Hong Kong has promised to compensate families of public health workers who lost their lives to severe acute respiratory syndrome, and another Taiwan health official has resigned over shortcomings in infection control procedures. Hong Kong's government on Monday said it would compensate families of public medical professionals who have lost their lives while trying to save victims of severe acute respiratory syndrome. As the city comes to grips with the human and economic devastation caused by the disease, the health secretary, Dr. Yeo Ing-kyong, said each family will receive a lump sum of about $400,000.
The committee agreed that family relatives of each of them should be given financial assistance, and this is in recognition of their brave acts.
Hong Kong reported just one new case and one death on Monday, confirming that the disease is under control. The territory has seen a total of 1,726 cases, 269 people have died. In Taiwan, Taipei's health chief, Choi Shui-ti, stepped down late Sunday, taking blame for failure to contain the spread of SARS. In an emotional goodbye, she told Taiwan residents she was sorry for the rapid spread of SARS from medical facilities to the community. She is the second health official to resign in the past 2 weeks. Last week, the World Health Organization warned that Taiwan had the world's fastest growing SARS outbreak and said infection control measures in hospitals were not sufficient. Taiwan's health officials are optimistic, however, that the number of new infections, 15 on Monday, would continue to decline. Authorities blamed recent increases partially on a backlog of suspected infections, which took time to confirm as SARS. Taiwan has now recorded almost 600 SARS cases, and 72 people have died from the disease. China, with the world's largest SARS outbreak, more than 5,300 cases, reported just 8 new infections on Monday. The death toll rose by 2 to reach 317. The figure was the lowest daily increase in the number of victims since the government began its policy of open reporting in April. Worldwide, more than 8,100 people have contracted the disease, which causes a serious pneumonia, and about 720 have died. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.